Have you ever really sat down and wondered, where do the big ideas in philosophy actually come from? It's a good question. Philosophy is a lot like a river, and it's being fed by lots of little streams that ask questions about human nature and the nature of reality, and this feeds the stream. Now, after the Roman Empire, it looked as though the history of philosophy was at a loss in Europe. It was dried up. Fortunately, around 900, philosophy was actually flourishing in the Middle East. For several centuries, Arabic-speaking scholars made Baghdad the center of intellectual development in the entire world. Al-Kindi worked incredibly hard in Baghdad, and he was in charge of getting all of the transcripts translated from ancient Greece. So they translated the medical transcripts, philosophical and scientific tomes into Arabic. He's also well known for championing the Kalam argument. This is the argument that Thomas Aquinas later developed into the cosmological argument and was originally inspired by Aristotle. The argument is that something must have caused the universe because it's not possible that it existed for infinity. And that thing must be outside of the universe and self-causing. For Al-Kindi, that thing is God. Avicenna, another hugely influential Arabic scholar, or sometimes known as Ibn Sina, is a well-known dualist. And what that means is he really believed that the body and the mind are separate. And he tried to demonstrate this with a thought experiment. So he asked his audience to imagine a flying man. And this person was blindfolded and couldn't touch anything. So Ibn Sina said, you know, even without touching anything, that individual would still have a sense of themselves. In the same way, he was asserting that our sense of self is continuous. We don't rely on the body. Descartes proposed a very, very similar argument in the 17th century. Although there are problems with it, as modern philosophers would like to point out, what is this non-material self and how does it control the body? So Averroes, or Ibn Rushd, is another important Islamic thinker. But his thinking was very controversial. He believed there were two paths to knowledge: the philosophical path for the elite and for the educated and the minority, and the path of belief. Not surprisingly, his ideas were very controversial at the time and they were not generally widely regarded. In fact, after Averroes, there was a significant decline in the support of philosophy in the Middle East. At the same time, there was a huge incline in philosophy in the European West. The universities were using philosophy as the basis of their curriculum. And who were they turning to but Aristotle, and to Averroes' translation and commentary on Aristotle? It just goes to show, you never know where your ideas are really coming from.